Is anybody any the wiser as to what Jesus meant when he said, "I am the bread of life"? No, it's hard to make the leap, isn't it, from that Bible story to when Jesus says, "I am the bread of life." So here's what I think he might have meant. Just like the bread in a sandwich holds the whole sandwich together, I think Jesus holds God's love, forgiveness, and salvation together. Jesus is the bread of life, and he holds it together. We all know that right at the beginning of time, God created absolutely everything. He created a perfect world, and he created the first two people, Adam and Eve, to live with him in that world. They lived in a perfect world, and they lived with their perfect God in a perfect relationship. And God had told them not to do one thing, which I think is fair enough, because he's God and he's the creator. And he had created Adam and Eve. So for him to say to them, "Don't do that, you can do all of this, but don't do that," that's fair enough. But they went and did that, didn't they? They went and disobeyed God. They ignored God. They basically said no to God. And they went and did their own thing. Well, that, as we saw in the Bible story, brought sin into the world. Sin is when we ignore God, when we say no to God, when we disobey God, when we go our own way and live life completely ignoring anything to do with him. That's sin. And that sin came down and was between God and Adam and Eve, and it caused this barrier. And that is the same barrier of sin that is between us and God. And because of sin, Adam and Eve couldn't live in the garden anymore. They had to leave the garden, and that's the same for us. We can't live with God anymore because we're sinful. But the DVD said that could have been the end. Maybe it should have been the end, but it wasn't the end because of God's love, forgiveness, and salvation. He loves us all too much to leave us living apart from him. So he sent his son Jesus into the world to live among us, to teach us about God, to show us who he is, and to show us how we can live our lives with God. Instead of ignoring him, instead of thinking he's irrelevant to us, he showed us how actually God's very relevant and how much God wants to be part of our lives and for us to live our life here on earth with him in it. And Jesus did that, and he too was perfect. He's God's son. He himself is God, and he was perfect. But what happened was he ended up taking all of our sin onto himself, and he took it on the cross, and he died for it. He took a punishment for all our sin that we deserve, but he took it on himself and he died for it. So that now, if we believe that Jesus is the Son of God who died for us to bridge that gap, to help us through him know God again, we can be forgiven for our sins and we can be saved. And I think that's what Jesus meant when he said, "I am the bread of life." Jesus holds God's love and his forgiveness and his salvation together. We all love sandwiches, and the bread will hold a sandwich together really well. And when we eat it, it's lovely, and it will fill us, and it will sustain us. But for a really short time, we're going to be hungry again. But Jesus, the bread of life, shows us God's love, his forgiveness, and his salvation. And he holds that together, and that lasts forever. What a great thing to remember and think about next time we all eat a sandwich.